Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A lawsuit now alleges that Wells Fargo Bank unfairly shuffled the Paycheck Protection Program applications to favor its large mega clients. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the Paycheck Protection Program is part of the CARES Act. And what this does is it is supposed to be the forgivable loans for small businesses. The small businesses have to apply the loan for specific things, and it is for a two-month period.
To keep them afloat during this difficult time.
Right, and it is to cover specific things such as payroll for 2 months and some other limited areas of perhaps rent or some other kinds of things that are specifically set forth in terms of how you use the money. Liberty Counsel has been very involved in working with members of Congress and also our Liberty Counsel Action Team in Washington, D.C. on this particular bill and on the legislation. And Anita, the president, my wife, of Liberty Counsel, has done a 90-minute online training program for nonprofits regarding this issue.
Yeah, it's still on our website, too, for those who would like to watch it. Yeah.
So what happened is less than 2 weeks after the Paycheck Protection Plan, the Small Business Administration, SBA, announced that it was out of money. Well, how did it run out of money so quickly? Well, now we know. What happened is that some of the banks, and Wells Fargo is one of those that has now been targeted with a class action lawsuit. And here's what they did. There was, first of all, a glitch in the bill, and it pertained particularly to restaurants. And it would be for these restaurants that have all these different multiple branches. And the Paycheck Protection Plan was for small businesses. So it was to cover employers that have less than 500 employees. Employers that have more than 500 were not eligible, on the basis that it wanted to help small businesses that had less cash flow, less reserves, whereas the mega companies had additional reserves and more cash flow. And it was for small businesses. Well, what happened is some of these big restaurant chains, such as Cheesecake Factory, some of those such as the
Ruth Chris, didn't they do
Potbelly them? Corporation, yeah. Ruth Chris and others, they ultimately made a notation on their application, even though they have thousands of employees, and the applications got through.
But they're not small businesses.
They're not small businesses.
That's so wrong.
So they didn't aggregate their employees. And what happened is, the allegation is, and we've heard this before, that some of these banks, like Wells Fargo, the allegation is that they took these big mega loans and they put them ahead. The Paycheck Protection Plan was first come, first serve. So people who got their application in, that's how the law was supposed to review them. But some of these banks, and Wells Fargo is alleged to be one of them, they took their mega clients out, and they put them ahead, even though they weren't first come, first serve, and they gave them preferential treatment.
So that they could receive more money from the loans versus your small businesses.
Yeah,
right?
And so what happened was the SBA started to notice that, why are all these loans so big?
Right.
Because this is for small businesses. Potbelly Corporation got a $10 million loan for the program on April the 10th. And that's what it said in one of its regulatory filing. They received the loan through J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. And Ruth Chris got a fairly big loan as well. This is not supposed to be. It's supposed to be for small businesses. And so what happened is this lawsuit now is against Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo has had some real problems over the past. It has just come out of other penalties, lots of money that Wells Fargo had to pay for problematic services and so forth that they had given. Now this lawsuit alleges that Wells Fargo has concealed from the public, making matters worse, that Wells Fargo concealed from the public that it was reshuffling the PPP applications it received and prioritizing the applications that would make the bank the most money. How would it make them more money? Well, because the percentage, the banks got a percentage on each loan.
The processing fees, right?
Yeah, it's like if it starts off at 5%, and then depending upon the amount of loan, it goes down to 1%. But if you get a $10 million loan, a 1% on that is quite a bit of money.
Right, but they're saying that this, Wells Fargo and other banks like Chase, could collect larger processing fees, nearly $6 billion in total, by front-loading these larger businesses.
Yeah, so that's what some
greedy
of these did. And that is really a shame, because these people have ripped off the small businesses. And these class action lawsuits, this is the first one that just happened. It's against Wells Fargo. But there's going to be more coming. And these banks that gamed the system, that ripped off the funds, and that ultimately hurt small businesses, they need to pay. Because there are so many small businesses that were hanging by a thread. They were waiting on the word from their bank as to whether or not they would be able to survive or not. And when the money ran out in less than 2 weeks, it was devastating for so many people. Now, there may be another bite at the apple, but I tell you what, these banks that ultimately gamed the system, and it'll be seen, of course, as the litigation plays out in the Wells Fargo case. It's only an allegation at this time, but the allegation is based upon information that we have heard other banks doing as well. It is a sad thing, because where we are with this is catastrophic, and these small businesses need help. Now, listen, when we look back at the bailout of the car corporations versus this, I think there's a big difference. This is more like a taking of private property. In the situation with the car companies that got the bailout, the government didn't do anything to cause the car companies to literally almost go to bankruptcy. But the government did something here. And the government restrictions are directly responsible, particularly the states, but they're directly responsible for the loss of business. These restrictions are the worst that we've ever seen. And there have been picking winners and losers. They pick winners and losers, the states do, and even local governments, by using the word essential. In some places, for example, in some places of the country, you can literally take your dog to a dog grooming place to also get that dog's haircut. But you cannot go get your haircut in a place where there is a single chair. They put these templates across their county, I should say. And they don't make any exceptions for different things that don't fall into this template. And as a result, they have picked the winners and the losers. And these restrictions have just crushed small businesses, caused unemployment to skyrocket near the levels of the Great Depression. This is like a taking of property. When you have property as a business, or even as a church, for example, and say your property is now going to be taken by the government because they're going to expand the interstate, and they want the interstate to go right through your property. So they take your property. What happens constitutionally? There is a just compensation that is required, a fair market value that the government, because of its actions, taking your property that you own, because we value private property, taking that property, they have to pay a just compensation. Well, the property of these businesses, the capital that they've invested, the resources that they have amassed together, all of those things are the private property of small businesses. It's what makes America run. It is what really services our general needs on a day-to-day basis. And so this money, and I'm not an advocate of the federal government spending, but this money really was in helping the small businesses to be somewhat compensated for a period of 2 months to survive these egregious, burdensome lockdowns. And so they need to be relieved of this. And any banks that participated wrongly, they need to ultimately be found, and they need to pay personally from their own resources what they ultimately stole from these small businesses. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.